Psalm 116 is the message or the text for this evening's message. And let me read that as we begin. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me, and I found distress and soul and sorrow. And then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. O Lord, surely I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaiden. You have loosed my bonds. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. O may it be in the presence of his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. I felt led to share some thoughts about thanksgiving this evening. And my heart was drawn to this psalm. And by way of introduction, I'd like to say two things about thanksgiving before we turn to the text itself. And the first thing I want to say is that thanksgiving is a response. Thanksgiving is a response to some action or some promise or some word. It isn't something that's independent and just rises up on its own without something preceding it. Thanksgiving is a response. And what that tells us is that the more we know of what God has promised, the more we know about what he has done, the more we know about his ways and who he is and about his holy character, the more thankful we can be. The less we know about what he promises, the less we know about his word, the less we know about him as in his character, the less thankful we'll be, because thanksgiving is a response. That's the first point I would like to make. The second thing I'd like to say in way of introduction about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving, like faith, without works is dead. Thanksgiving requires more than just words. It requires a response from the heart. Thanksgiving ought to move the heart to respond in gratitude and thanksgiving to the Lord, to do something, not in payment, not in duty, but out of his desire to show the Lord our thanksgiving. And I think Psalm 116 combines these two elements of a response to recognizing what God has done and responding to it. And then it shows us, I think, in a practical way, how we can show our thanksgiving to God. I think a lot of times we have this general sense of being thankful, but we don't know specifically what we can do to show thanksgiving. And I think this psalm will help us with that. And I want to begin actually in verse 12, where it says, the psalmist asks this question, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits or all of his goodness towards me? What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits, all of his goodness? And obviously we might ask the question, well, what goodness are we talking about here? And I think the first part of this psalm lists a number of things that we can respond to in thanksgiving in our own lives. The first one is in verse 1. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications. God has heard my prayers. God hears your prayers, and for that you can be thankful. It just amazes me, and I hope I never get over being amazed, that God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, the sovereign Lord of all, the King of Kings, hears my prayers. Not for any goodness in me, but because of what Christ has accomplished, and God hears my prayer. That God not just hears it like he hears and knows everything that goes on because he's omniscient, but God hears our prayers in a way that he invites our prayers and he hears them in a way of a loving father. That's one thing you can be thankful for. Verse 5 contains another. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, the Lord God is compassionate. God is gracious and compassionate. He treats us better than we deserve, and for that we ought to be thankful. Verse 6 tells us that the Lord preserves us and he protects us, and for that we ought to be thankful. Verse 7 tells us that God is good. He's dealt bountifully with us, and for that we should be thankful. And verse 8 tells us that God delivers our soul from death, and for that we should be thankful. So those are some general things that would be true for all of us. Everyone who names the name of Christ, these are some things that we all ought to be thankful for. But each one of us has our own specific things that God has done in our lives and is doing now. And one of the keys and the blessings of growing and maturing in the Lord is more and more we begin to see his hand in our daily living. More and more we begin to see that the things that happen are not just cause and effect things, but that they come from the hand of a loving, bountiful Father. And we ought to be thankful. And even things that come from our labor of our own hands, we ought to be mindful of the fact that God gives us the strength and the help to labor. He gives us the intelligence, the mind to labor. He gives us the opportunity to. And we ought to always be grateful for that and to be thankful. And seeing all of this goodness, the thankful heart asks this question, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? It's just a desire to express gratitude, not to earn anything, not out of duty, but just a desire to be grateful and to demonstrate that. Psalm 116, I think, verses 13 and following shows us in a practical way how we can be thankful. And there's three things I want to point out. Three ways that a thankful heart can show its gratitude to God. The first one is, I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. It's strikes me as strange, and I think perhaps it does you as well, that when you ask the question, how do I show gratitude, how do I show thanks, that the answer is, I'll take. It seems to me that the answer ought to be, I'll give. But the answer here, the psalmist is, what should I render to the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation. But when you think about that, nothing could be more appropriate in showing thanksgiving to God. How does a hungry man show his thanksgiving for a good meal? Is it not to take that food and to eat it with some gusto and appreciation? And that shows kind of like we did earlier today. But is that not the way that a hungry person would show thanksgiving for being fed? Or a drowning man, how would he show thanksgiving for somebody throwing him a life preserver? Would it not be by clinging to that with all of his strength and being saved? I don't think we'd think a person would be very thankful if you threw him a life preserver and he said, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And then he goes ahead and drowns. And that's something not quite right there. And how does a sinner show thanksgiving for what God has done? You'll take the cup of salvation. See, the Lord Jesus Christ took the cup of God's wrath, that we might take the cup of salvation. And that's foundational, isn't it? You can't go beyond this. You can't go any further unless that's the basis of your thanksgiving to God. That's the foundation of your thanksgiving to God. Just take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Are you worthy of that? No. Did you deserve it? No. That's what makes it so glorious, isn't it? It's of grace. It's of mercy. And if we truly understood our sin and truly understood where that puts us in front of a holy God, we would greedily and with great exuberance take this cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord with thanksgiving. Nothing would show thanksgiving more than that. So for thanksgiving, if we do have thanksgiving, one way we express that to God is by taking the cup of salvation, embracing it, and entering into it. No matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter how unworthy we might be, it honors God. And it honors Christ's work on the cross when we take the cup of salvation. But he goes on and also in this same verse and says, and to call upon the name of the Lord. It's almost like taking the cup of salvation is the way you enter into this life of faith. But calling upon the name of the Lord is the way that we live and how we walk with the Lord. And a thankful heart is looking for a daily way of expressing thanksgiving. And the best way to do that is to call upon the name of the Lord. To call upon him for the wisdom that we need in the decisions that we have to make in life. To call upon him for the strength that we need, both to get through difficult times, but also to rely on his strength. To get through the times that aren't so difficult. So that we're not saying, Lord, I've got this, I don't need you here, I'll take care of this. But we call upon him for strength as well. Certainly we need to call upon him for continued forgiveness and for encouragement and for comfort and for opportunities to serve and to witness and faith to believe in times when that gets difficult and for comfort in hard times. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? I'll take the cup of salvation and I'll call upon the name of the Lord. The second thing that I think this psalmist points out that we can do, the second way we can render unto the Lord our thanksgiving is in verse 14. I shall pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people. I'll pay my vows. We make certain vows when we come to the Lord, don't we? We make certain vows when we join the church. We make certain vows and we have certain understanding of what God's will is in our lives. We understand that Christ must increase and we must decrease. We understand that if anyone would follow after him, he must take up the cross and follow him. We understand that we are to, in effect, die to ourselves, that Christ might live more and more in and through us, that we're to die to the flesh and live by the Spirit. And a thankful heart, I think, is eager to do that. Doesn't mean that it's easy, and it's not because they have to, but because they want Christ to reign in their hearts. And there's a sense in which that's paying your vows before God. That's, again, not in any effort to earn anything, but in a sense of gratitude and thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows in the presence of his people. And that means in public, out in the open. Show that you're no longer your own, that you've been bought with a price. And that's hard to do sometimes, isn't it? Because there's just not a lot of appreciation for a Christian in this culture that we live in. There's not a lot of appreciation for somebody who stands up for the things of the Lord. And so we're to pay our vows in public, out in front of this world. And it's important enough that he repeats it again, not only here in verse 14, but again down in verse 18. I shall pay my vows to the Lord, or may it be in the presence of his people. And then there's a third way that we can show our thanksgiving for the Lord. It's in verse 17. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In the Old Testament, there was such a thing as a thank offering. It was a free will offering. It wasn't something that was required. It was a free will offering. And that's what thanksgiving is when we offer our thanksgiving to God. It's a free will offering. It shows that even that needs to be mediated through the blood of Christ. You might think that God would just be tickled to death to have somebody thank him for something. But I tell you, if it's not through the work of Christ, it doesn't really mean anything. If it's not mediated through faith in God and what he has done, it doesn't mean anything. It's to be mediated through Christ. Our thanksgiving is because of him and what he's done. The Bible tells us, 2 Thessalonians, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In everything, give thanks. That's not always easy, is it? There's a lot of times in life where it's not easy to give thanks. And he never calls us to give thanks for difficulties and for suffering and for that. That's not what he's saying when he says to give thanks. But to give thanks that God has not abandoned you in the midst of it. To give thanks that God is a God of comfort in the midst of it. To give thanks that God will use it the trials and tribulations of life to work patience and to work in our lives to make us more Christ-like. Those are the things that we can give thanks for. And when we offer thanksgiving in the midst of trials and tribulations, that's like a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Because it cost us something in a sense to offer thanksgiving in difficult times. But it's something that can be a tremendous blessing. If we take, because it takes our eyes off of the problem and it puts our eyes on the Lord. Our eyes don't need to be downward only to the troubles of this life, but they can be upward. And we can be reminded that eye is not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. And we can offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And as I said, there's a sense in which we're called upon to make that sacrifice. In times that we see no good, we're to give thanks because God is still in the midst of it. It's a sovereign God, and it's through his loving hand that we walk. And we know that we have a God who will not turn us loose. We have a God who, as we were reminded of this morning from Romans 8, that neither life nor death nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. And for that we should give thanks. The blessings of God are available to those who have a thankful heart. And being thankful opens us up to more of the blessing of God. I'm convinced that when we're not thankful for the things that we have, and we're not thankful for the blessings that we currently have, that we shouldn't expect to look for additional blessings. But I think God calls us to be thankful, and we have to stir up that thanksgiving. We have to ask ourselves, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? And we have to think, what are those benefits? And we stir up our hearts to be thankful. Be thankful for what we've already got. And that opens our heart to so much more. Think this day of God's blessing. Think this day of what you have to be thankful for, not just in terms of this physical world, not just in terms of our blessings, not only in terms of our blessings that we have, the comforts of life, not just those things, but be grateful and be thankful for what God has prepared and what God in his word promises he has for each one of us who look to him. And not just someday by and by, not just someday when we leave this world and go into heaven, but the things of God that we can partake of now, the joy of being in his presence even now, the joy of serving him in opportunities we have, the blessings that are ours, the fellowship we have with one another, the fellowship we have with God himself, and be thankful. The thankful heart will look for ways to express that to God and ask the question, what can I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? You can take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. You can pay your vows in public, and you can offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. That's a practical response of a heart to the blessings of God. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness and mercy and grace. We want to be thankful, and we pray that you would show us more and more how to be thankful. Make us thankful not for the troubles and trials of life, but for your faithfulness in the midst of them. We ask it in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Our hymn of response is number 230.